Hey everybody, John Greenwald here with theblackvault.com. When I do some of these videos, I'll be honest with you and say sometimes I feel like a broken record. Sometimes I'll repeat different points throughout multiple videos just to make the point and to make sure that some of that resonates. But also sometimes history often repeats itself. And the latter is actually why I feel that I've done this before. And it's mainly because I have. Today I'm talking about lost CIA files and the fact that there's this trend that has developed in the last couple of years wherein I've filed what are called mandatory declassification review requests and essentially requiring the CIA to go back, look at past UFO-related material. Specifically, I request certain documents to be reviewed, and they're mandated to review them. So what was redacted 10, 20, 30 years ago may not really meet any exemption nowadays here in 2021. Well, while I've done that throughout multiple cases in the last few years, that trend is that the CIA is mysteriously losing many of their UFO files. Now, I do MDR cases on all sorts of topics, primarily during the Cold War era, different types of research that they've done, fringe research like mind control and remote viewing and so on and so forth. And a lot of times they will find, most of the time, they will find the document, re-review it, and release it. Now, the quick nutshell version about the difference between an MDR request and a FOIA is that, let's take the UFO files for as an example. If you file a request today, send it to the CIA under the Freedom of Information Act, say, give me all you've released on the UFO phenomena, they will go through their records, get you the thousands of pages that they've released, and send them to you. They don't re-review them because you didn't ask for that. You just asked for those records that they have on UFOs, which again, they, according to them, have released everything. But what they don't tell you or make obvious is that those redactions that sometimes were 10, 20, 30 years ago, you can mandate the CIA to review them under an MDR request. And so that's what I've done throughout the last quite a few years, where you go back, find the redacted records, and specifically request that those pages are reviewed. So that's the nutshell version surrounding an MDR versus a FOIA. I've talked about it a lot on this channel throughout different videos, but wanted to make that point clear here as well. So let me bring up the article itself, which I wrote just today. And this is essentially breaking down that trend that I've referenced, wherein the CIA is mysteriously losing these documents as I am slowly going through them, re-requesting their review, and trying to get more of the redactions lifted for you and I to see what the CIA has felt they needed to hide about UFOs. Now, when I say that it's a trend, I'm not kidding. I have highlighted quite a few instances here. Let me bring up two of them. One, I wrote in May of 2019. This was a document that they mysteriously lost. They couldn't find it. And so those redactions that you see on the actual report itself, you can see all throughout here, they're lost and they're gone for good. Another one that I wrote was in March of 2020. Same deal. Lots of redactions here. So I requested a case for this to all be reviewed to see what can be released. And of course, they lost it all. Well, here we go again. This particular document was an 11-page total document in this article that I wrote. I link it over. You'll also see it in the show notes below. And you'll be able to kind of follow along if you'd like, but I'll pull in the visuals. It was an 11-page document that was primarily newspaper articles from the Soviet Union. Now, my request was not to review the newspaper articles for two reasons. They were already fully released. But on top of that, they're publicly sourced material, so they're never classified, and there's never really redactions on them unless there's footnotes or identification numbers or something by the CIA, but rather, they're just released. However, two pages preceded those articles. And those were these here. It was titled, Nothing But the Facts on UFOs, or Which Novosti Writer Do You Read? The classification of this is unknown. It's redacted. I'll show you on the second page. But you can't see what classification it was. But with the classification identifier on the top and bottom being blacked out, I'll show you here on the second page where you can see it. See this area here? This means that there is a classification stamp on the top and bottom. A lot of times they will redact the entire stamp so you don't know what classification it is. On the first page, you can see just as a whole, let me open it this way here. You can see as a whole, half of paragraph 2, all of paragraph and item 3, and all of paragraph 4 is fully redacted on this record. So when they released it at the time, and it's kind of unknown, the date is a little bit blocked off, but generally a lot of these were released in the late 1970s and the 1980s. These redactions, it's kind of a mystery on why they redacted it. I say a mystery because they didn't footnote it either. They didn't cite the FOIA exemption on why they were releasing it. Decades ago, during the time that these were released, FOIA offices didn't really adhere to what they were supposed to do as much as they are mandated more so in today's FOIA world. So when they redact something, they have to cite the exemption. B1 is very common, that's national security. B6 is another one, that's personally identifiable information, like a name of somebody who shouldn't be revealed, social security numbers, telephone numbers that aren't public, so on and so forth. That's exemption B6. There's 9 total, you can read them all, about them all, on the FOIA, but that's essentially what they do, is they'll redact it and then cite the exemption off to the side. They didn't do that here, so we're at a loss. When I requested the MDR and essentially mandating the CIA to review this, it was filed back in, I know it's almost 3 years now, January 24th, 2019. And I requested that these two pages that I just went over be reviewed by the CIA. Here we are near December of 2021. We are approaching 3 years later. CIA says we can't find them. The original documents that they redacted, yet again, we are led to believe that they are completely lost. Now, keep in mind, I do this a lot on a lot of different topics. And in most of those cases, they will find the records. They have them. So they have the redacted version that's sent to requesters. And then when an MDR case comes in or some executive order that they're reviewed or whatever it might be, they've got the originals somewhere in their archive that they can go back and re-review them. Well, in this case, yet again, it is gone. And so that has been a very frustrating trend, not only with the CIA, not only with the NSA, but also the DIA. All three of those intelligence community arms have all claimed to have lost a ton of their UFO-related articles. Now, I go back to the fact I do this on all sorts of topics. What are the odds that UFOs are the most problematic? Why is that? And that's an unanswered question. I don't know the answer to it. All I can give you are the facts, and the facts are this has definitely become a trend. Now, let me read to you guys the paper itself, since I'm turning this into an audio podcast as well, on what you can deduce, if anything, from these particular articles. And there's one item I haven't gone over yet, I'll go over at the end, that you may have missed, that you can easily overlook. And to be honest with you, I almost overlooked it myself, simply because it's not apparent. And I'll tell you another tactic the CIA did to essentially hide how much information that they are withholding from you. So let me go ahead and read the document to you. It's not long, but let me read it. Again, nothing but the facts on UFOs, or which Novosti writer do you read? That's the title. Number one, whether you believe in unidentified flying objects or UFOs or not, Novosti, APN, the Soviet unofficial news agency, agrees with you. We are forwarding attached reproductions of two articles which argue both sides of the issue. A. Unidentified Flying Objects by Felix Zeigel, Doctor of Science Technology, Assistant Professor, Moscow Aviation Institute, appearing in the February 1968 issue of Soviet Life, counterpart to USIA's America, for which APN supplies all materials. And B. Flying Saucers, They're a Myth by Willem Leusterberg, APN science commentator, which originally appeared in the 16 February 1968 issue of Moskovsky Komsomolets, and which APN released in English translation on 12 March 1968. Apologies for my pathetic Russian pronunciation. The first article takes UFOs quite seriously. The second laughs them off and even claims the U.S. publicizes them to divert people from its failures and aggressions. Item 2. It is not surprising that two writers take opposing views on so controversial a subject, or that one adds a dollop of propaganda. It is surprising to find any disagreement on any subject in Soviet media, especially in materials made available by the same agency to approximately the same readership. The irony is obvious. Now, the remainder of paragraph 2 is entirely blacked out. Item 3, which finishes off page 1, is entirely blacked out. Item 4 on the second page is entirely blacked out. This is the easily missed part for some people. And again, it's just because you can gloss over this very quickly and go, oh, redactions, you know, so frustrating, and then skip over it. There were three attachments to this letter. The two we've already talked about. Those are the unclassified articles, number 1 and 2. We went over them in the item list, but also they're attached, and you can read. I'm not going to read both of them, but you can download them in the link below, or if you're listening to the audio podcast, it's in the description. However, underneath the notation of two unclassified articles, remember, it's labeled three attachments, there's another attachment, a third, that's entirely redacted. It's one single line, easily overlooked if you're going through this quickly. That third attachment is not notated as being withheld in this document. Now, I'll show you here the full PDF release. This was page 1. And I want to point something out when it comes to CIA documents. Although this appears to be page 2, it's a repeat. And when documents are 8.5 by 14, or legal size pages, not 8.5 by 11 like us normal people use, 11 by 14 sheets are often copied through FOIA back in the photocopy days, because they only did 8.5 by 11. They would do the top part and then scoot it down a little bit, and then so you can get the bottom part here. And you can see here that the approved for release was 1978. And so it's a repeat, but they just wanted to make sure you got the bottom. So 1 and 2 of this release, if you're downloading the PDF, they're just identical pages. Here's page 2, which I just went over. And here are the articles themselves. That would be the first article, and that would be the second. For those listening to the audio, just know that I'm kind of going through the PDF, and you can clearly see the differentiation between the two articles. What's not down here is after the second article. There's no third attachment or a notation of a third attachment. Now, what I want to show you guys is this here. For those listening on the audio, it simply is a page with big, big letters on it that says page denied. Underneath it, next one pages in document denied. These are inserted. This has nothing to do with the document I'm showing you. It's from a different unrelated document. But I'm using this as a visual example to show you what the CIA does when they remove full pages. In Latin, they call that in toto. They through FOIA, they'll say we denied in toto or in full. And they will insert these pages that say page denied. And sometimes here where it says next one pages, it'll say next 10, next 20, and it will denote that they've removed pages. Mysteriously, on this UFO page, or UFO document, they have none of those pages. There is no clear indicator that they've removed attachment 3. So it makes it even harder to understand exactly what the CIA is hiding. And you really do have to dissect every single line of these records to fully grasp what is going on. Here's the denial letter, just to close this off. Again, filing in 24 January 2019 under Executive Order 13526. That is where the MDR mandate comes from, at least how the CIA processes it. Here was the document number that I've referenced in the article. That's the unique CIA identifier for this particular document. The title, Nothing But the Facts on UFOs, or Which Novosti Writer Do You Read? Here's what they say. Please be advised that we conducted a thorough and diligent search in an effort to locate a full text version of the document, but were unsuccessful. The best copy available is the same document identified in your request. Although our searches were reasonably calculated to uncover the document, and it is highly unlikely that repeating those searches would change the result, You nevertheless have the legal right to appeal this determination to the agency release panel with 90 days from the date of this letter. That should read within. So they have that wrong. You may appeal appellate correspondence to, and then it gives you the address. In other words, it's gone. And if they have to process an appeal from me, likely it won't do anything. Will I submit an appeal? Yes. And I'm going to try and notate that attachment 3 and see if maybe that is somewhere else. I don't know if that will have any luck. Likely on this particular case, not. But I recommend always appeal. Always appeal. That is my recommendation to you. If you have any type of ground to do so, do it. Here's how I close the article, which I'll read to you, simply because I think that this drives the point home of why stuff like this is important. Although these records are more than 50 years old, the stories they tell are paramount to understanding the UFO issue, whatever that may be. The records reveal the mindset on dealing with it, the secrecy surrounding it, and most of all, the mystery behind it. But when records are lost, such as these, so is part of the truth. As a result, the general public continues to lose as these pieces of the puzzle that may solve the mystery, and they are all gone for good. That said, I think that's how I'm going to end this. I wanted to bring the story to you guys to show you that the trend continues, and even though these documents are more than half a century old, they're still incredibly valuable. Sadly, I lost on this one, but you never know on the next one. At least, who knows? Maybe with the CIA, the trend will continue, but you never know. There's a huge, huge thing you guys can do for me before you end, and that is to hit the thumbs up button right here on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio podcast version, just know I do these a lot through behind the scenes live streams, through videos, so you can see the visuals. If you rather listen, which is why I'm turning them into podcasts, please consider leaving a review, whether it be on iTunes or TuneIn or however you're listening to your Black Vault Radio podcast. That's a huge help to me. So again, thumbs up on YouTube. Please, I aim for 5 stars on all of the audio podcasts. All of that is a big help because helps with those algorithms, the search results, helps me place a little bit higher. So more can learn about this free resource. Thank you all for listening. I truly appreciate you tuning in. I know there's tons of options out there to do so. So as always, for you to tune into me is a huge honor. So thank you for that. This is John Greenwald Jr. signing off, and we will see you next time.